The pain of the injection made them howl. Still crying, she washed off the sindoor from her head in the shallow Kuruda River, broke her bangles and returned to the village. New shellac bangles. She had just bought them at the fair. The Panda of the Shiv temple at Tohri demanded that she make ritual offerings there before returning to her village, since her husband had died there. On his insistence, she spent a precious rupee and a quarter on a Spartan offering of sand and sattu, which Budhua offered as pindadan. But what a to-do there was over this when she got back to her village. Mohanlal, the priest of Ram Avatar's presiding deity, scoffed. What? A mere offering of sand? That too in river water? Is Budhua Lord Ramachandra repeating his act of offering a pind of sand for his father, King Dasharath? But the priest said, can a Tohri Brahmin know how a Tahar villager's kriya is done? By obeying him, you've insulted your local priest. In order to appease Mohanlal, she was forced into debt to Ram Avatar. She received rupees 20 and put her thumbprint on a paper stating that she would repay rupees 50 through bonded labour on his fields over the next 5 years. And after paying